1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in a northern Wisconsin community are beginning to see the extent of water contamination in their area. Stuart J. Waddles with the details.
The Wisconsin DNR has been testing groundwater in private wells in the town of Stella, just outside of Rhinelander. Some well tests have returned readings of 36,000 parts per trillion of PFAS. The state standard set for the family of chemicals is 70 parts per trillion. The forever chemicals have also been found in several Northwoods lakes, the Wisconsin River, and the Pelican River. PFAS have also been linked to several different types of cancer and various other health concerns. Members of the community near Stella also fear the impact it may have on tourism if visitors learn the lakes and rivers are contaminated with the forever chemicals. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Democrats are keeping up the pressure on Republicans thinking of impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Nate Wegehout has more.
The $4 million Defend Justice campaign will consist of television and web ads, as well as door-knocking campaigns. The state Democratic Party will also launch a website to track Republican lawmakers' positions on impeachment. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar joined the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. She says the impeachment threats are the Republicans' way to change the rules and stay in power.
No one twisted the arms of over a million voters in Republican districts to vote for Justice Protasiewicz in this race. This was a decision that was between individuals and themselves and their ballot boxes.
Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the campaign proves that Protasiewicz is closely tied to the Democratic Party. Madison police say surveillance video led them to the suspect accused of beating a University of Wisconsin student nearly to death. Terry Bell reports.
The investigation moved swiftly. The attack happened early Sunday and the suspect was arrested yesterday morning. Assistant Police Chief Paige Valenta says homeowners and businesses in the area near the attack were quick to share their security footage.
As a result of this video, detectives were able to read a license plate that directly led to the identification of Brandon Thompson as the perpetrator of this assault.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says Thompson pretended to be a bystander when police arrived, then drove away. He was pulled over Wednesday in Fitchburg. Meanwhile, police say the victim has a significant healing process ahead of her. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A food hall in Milwaukee that advertises itself as low risk has seen almost full turnover of its vendors after 1 year. Paper Table Food Hall rents kitchen space to people looking to open their business. Many vendors broke their leases to leave the bad situation. Some allege they were targeted by Paper Table because they were minority-owned businesses eager to open. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for dairy processor grants now through October 13th. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available as part of Governor Evers' biennial budget. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $75,000 and 2 years in duration. Processors are required to provide a match of 20% of the grant amount and chosen through a competitive selection process. Visit datcp.wi.gov for more information. FRM Music Fest is taking place in Wisconsin Rapids this Saturday. The fest runs from 1 to 9 p.m. at Robinson Park. The Kid Zone is open from 1 to 6:30 and free for kids age 12 and under. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
The Packers missing their top two receivers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago on Sunday. But missing from practice was Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Head coach Matt LaFleur on what will they do if they're without their two best and most experienced wide receivers, both listed with hamstring injuries.
We've got a plan in place. You know, we'll play the guys that are available and ready to go. And the one thing about this league is nobody cares.
In the past, LaFleur has turned to running back Aaron Jones to line up as a receiver. I asked quarterback Jordan Love how is his chemistry with number 33.
It's been good. It's been something that we've been working on, but he's an explosive player in the run game and the pass game, so it's definitely a guy we got to get the ball to, get the ball in his hands and let him go do what he does and make plays. But the more we can get him, you know, running routes, doing things that he'll do in the game, the more we can use him, the better.
Is there more pressure to get the running game going with Jordan Love now at quarterback? Packers running back A.J. Dillon.
No pressure, man. Everybody, offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, the whole offense is capable.
The game Sunday at Soldier Field, kickoff at 3:25. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers remain ranked number 19th in the nation, one of four Big Ten teams in the AP's top 25 this week. The Badgers are on the road Saturday night against Washington State, game time at 6:30. Baseball, the Brewers are on the road, headed to New York, where they'll play the Yankees tomorrow night. The Crew lost in Pittsburgh after a controversial strike three call to end the game. Top of the ninth, the Crew down by one with a runner on base. Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Two away in the ninth, and now it's William Contreras. He struck him out looking, and the Bucks got a call. A comeback over the first place Brewers.
Video showed the pitch was way outside. The Pirates ended up winning 5-4. Manager Craig Counsell asked, did the home plate umpire make a mistake?
Yeah, you never want the game to end on a missed call.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What was that? Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. We hope your day is starting off right. You got your host, James J. here in the morning show on WFHR. I'm joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And our head of a fun time and the weather and all that, our good friend, Paul Traubler. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Paul joining us from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always appreciate the time. Paul, how's it going over there today?
Going well. Enjoying the cooler weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you there. Really just, I don't know about anybody else, but just really took me and my body over, like, going from 90s to 70s. My body was not prepared for that.
What happened here? Yeah.
I still want shorts. I still want to, you know.
Exactly.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us here, Paul?
Yeah, definitely a pretty sharp contrast here. And, looking at the overnight lows tonight, getting down to the 40s here for us. And, again, Friday night, that as well. So, yeah, certainly that on the docket. But, yeah, still some more cloud cover out there today. A few peaks or breaks of the sun later on here as well. But otherwise, looking at about mid-60s, north wind, 5 to 15. 48, partly cloudy tonight. And then a mix of clouds and sun on the way for Friday. 73 with a north wind, 5 to 10. 47 Friday night. After that, still about 80 on Saturday with a mix of clouds and sun. Mid-50s Saturday night. An isolated shower chance Saturday night and a Sunday. Otherwise, partial sun, some clouds Sunday, 71. Still pretty quiet next week. High still hanging up near 70 for Monday through Wednesday. Just a few isolated shower chances early next week. But the cool temps still looking to stick around for a while. I'm meteorologist Paul Traubley.
Not bad. I think we can all use a little bit of this, and I know we're going to enjoy it as much as we can. Paul, before I let you go, did you ever get a chance when you were a kid or as an adult? Have you gotten to name an animal, Paul?
Yeah, I have. Okay. Not until I became an adult, though. I had older siblings, so they kind of, for whatever reason...
dominated.
Yeah. There's a lot of people nodding their head. We know what that's like, yeah. We are doing a fun contest on our sister station, WIRI, where we have this logo, and it's a new logo. We have a chicken on there. We're naming the chicken. So I'm giving you a little bit of homework, Paul. If you think of a good chicken name, you let us know, okay?
All right, I will.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'll take it a whole lot.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you always joining us. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Have a great day.
Paul.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Traveler.
I wonder if he like, when he gets ready to call us, if he's like, you know, like, all right, what are they doing today? Or it's like,
Yes. Yeah.
What are they going to do today?
What are they going to hit me with today?
From what I've been told behind the scenes, in part because of our old good friend Nicky Latola, who used to do this with us back and forth, Carl and I, they fight to join us.
Oh, good.
All but one person. And I won't say who that one person is, but if you've listened to us and him and I banter back and forth, I think you know who we're talking about.
I think we know who you're talking about.
It's not a bad thing. It's more so he just wants to come in and just give the forecast.
Yeah, just do a professional, do his job, right? Yeah.
It's understandable.
They have all these extra things thrown at him.
Yeah. You guys barely like the extra stuff. I mean,
now the weather guy's got to do it, too.
I'm an acquired taste. It's understandable. We've got some fun things to get into this hour. Looking forward to diving into this new trend, putting tea bags in Sprite. Well, if that doesn't interest you, how about cup noodles that are selling caffeinated ramen?
Oh, dear. Huh?
Well, that's what we need.
Woo. Get into those a little bit later. In this hour, of course, we'll have some fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little bit into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some entertainment news. We've got to touch on this Disney Plus, what they're doing. Got something interesting that they're doing.
Okay.
After that, before Melissa's news, we're going to get into the top things we were self-conscious about in high school. And are still our top concerns now.
That's curious. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's real easy to do the list of what we were nervous about or uptight about in school and what we're not anymore.
Don't care anymore, right? Mm-hmm.
I think that could be an interesting list to get into. And of course, with whatever we're talking about, 424-2600, that's 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation.
Please do.
If you heard us on our sister station with the Sunrise Show, you heard us talking about it being National Day of Calendar, and today is National Beer Lovers Day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to dive into this and take an interesting turn on it. National Beer Lovers Day and the best beer for your zodiac sign.
This should be good. This should be good.
Okay.
If you are a bartender and somebody came in and said, I'm a Pisces. I don't know. What should I have? Would you just give them a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, a Pisces, I'd give them an ale.
Okay. Nice. I like that. All right.
I would just kind of roll my eyes and give him a beer. I mean, that's what I would do.
Here's a beer, man. What are you doing? Telling?
It's cold. It's good enough. Come on.
I didn't ask you your sign.
Come on, you guys. You got to play into your customer's wants.
You really do. You really do.
Maybe that's why I never made it as a bartender.
Tips, you know?
Aries is where we start.
Okay.
Modelo. They chose Modelo for Aries.
Okay.
Because you're not afraid of a fight, and Modelo partners with UFC on Fighting Chance Project that revitalizes gyms.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Interesting. This again, I'm sorry, I didn't mention this. I didn't see it first. Some astrology people posted this, so this is where this is coming from.
Okay.
And that's all I got is an actual, some astrology people. That's all I've got is a list.
Very, very vague.
I will say it was featured on the New York Post, so take that as you will.
All right.
Don't exactly go to the New York Post for update, great reporting, but stories like this, sure. Stories like this, yeah. Taurus. Miller High Life, because you love a good time with a fine bargain.
Fine bargain.
It's nice.
The champagne of bottled beer.
Yes. So I've read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I've read that somewhere. Gemini, Budweiser, because of some nonsense about Geminis being good liars and Budweiser being good at marketing. Like Clydesdale's horses are Budweiser and Budweiser frogs.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand the connection there.
No, I thought it's
interesting.
Because they're good liars, and Budweiser's been lying that it's been beer all this time.
I didn't know where they were going with that.
It's lightly colored water.
Yeah. I thought.
I mean, I said that out loud. Sorry.
I thought they were going to say that about Bud Light. And I've never heard that about Geminis being good liars.
Me neither. That's a weird
Geminis
one.
Geminis, and they're good people. I don't know about that.
They've been lying to you this whole time.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yes. Cancer. Blue moon.
Ooh.
Because cancers are ruled by the moon, and because cancers are nostalgic, baseball is nostalgic, and Blue Moon was the brainchild of a place called Sandlot Brewery at Coors Field in Denver.
That's a stretch.
That is nostalgia. Baseball.
Yeah.
Sure.
That is a real reach, though.
That is a reach.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that about Blue Moon. Actually, though, I'm glad to hear that, or glad to read that, just because I didn't know that about them. And I like Blue Moon. I think it's a good beer.
Back when I did drink alcohol, that was one I did enjoy that as well.
It's a nice, smooth taste. I couldn't drink a ton of it, but yeah. Of course, I don't drink a ton anyway.
I was going to say, you know. No, like you're
no tolerance. None. I've been drinking since I was age 21. And no tolerance.
It's 21.
No, 21.
Uh-huh.
Leo.
That's me. I'm a Leo. Okay.
Corona.
Oh, what?
Because it's because it's Spanish for crown, and Leo is the sign of royalty. Did they even try on this?
I don't think they did. Back when I drank alcohol, I wouldn't touch that stuff. Are you kidding me?
See, I was a huge Corona fan.
Oh, were you? Oh, man.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had one, but I love. To be fair, I grew up around a lot of Latinos. And
it's pretty popular.
It is not being stereotypical. Whether you are Puerto Rican or Mexican, Corona is one of those beers you're going to go to.
If I had to choose a good Mexican beer, either a Tecate. Which was very good.
Yeah.
Or a Dos Equis, because those are probably my favorites.
I'm going to call an audible on this right away.
All right.
Before we get through the rest of this list, because I don't think any of us like where this has been going or anything. Please feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Let me know what you think is the right beer for your sign.
That's right. And I'll bet the methodology is about the same.
Yeah, probably.
From what we got here. Yeah.
Virgo, Michelob Ultra. Because Virgos are health conscious and Michelob Ultra is so watered down, it's sometimes called the Gatorade of beers.
At least they're honest about what it is.
I did not know that.
That's good.
I'm sure I've had one
Gatorade
of those.
Gatorade of beers?
I couldn't remember. That's got to be one of the... I didn't know you could insult beer like that, but that's got to be one of the bigger insults I've ever heard towards a beer.
It makes Coors Light look hearty.
Whoa. Okay, that topped it.
Yeah.
That topped it. Dang.
Jeez.
Libra. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
All right.
Libras love fairness and equality, and PBR is loved by everyone from factory workers to hipsters.
Yeah.
That's
probably the best one they've had so far.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
PBR me, man.
I got to admit, too, growing up, especially you turn 21 in Wisconsin, you're not going for a certain beer. You're going for what's in a 30-pack. What can I get?
What's cheap?
I'm going to spend $7 and I want 45 beers.
Yeah, exactly.
What can I get? Pabst Blue Ribbon was a good
Pabst
one for
Blue
that.
Ribbon.
Red, it white, was. And blue. But was the hams? Was maybe hams? Maybe this is the way we should be doing this.
Yeah.
The best Zodiac, the beer, the cheapest beer to your Zodiac side.
Get your Schlitz in there, maybe. Yes. You know, your old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
There you go. Old Milwaukee. Man, that would hit me. that one.
It usually did, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio. Guinness. Because Scorpios are mysterious, and Guinness has been very tight-lipped when it comes to their trade secrets. Dear God.
Because no one knows what's in Guinness, I guess.
That's a reach.
Excellent beer, but yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
How do Scorpios rate?
If we charged people for this show, I would be apologizing right now. I'd be like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry we started with this. I apologize. Sagittarius. Sapporo.
Oh, a good Japanese beer, yeah.
Because you're adventurous, and so was the guy who created it. He left Japan in 1860 at the age 17, which was forbidden back then, and studied brewing in Germany.
Wow. Now, that's a cool one. That's a cool story. Yeah. Pretty good beer, too.
Capricorn. Yuling.
Yingling.
Yingling, yeah.
Yingling.
Because you're determined, and so was Yinling when they stayed afloat in Prohibition by making near beer, with basically no alcohol.
2-3, or 3-2, excuse me, 3-2 beer.
3-2, yeah.
Yingling is, I believe, the oldest still family-owned brewery in the United States. It's in Pennsylvania is where they brew it. So
I think
and it's
good
one of the smallest that I think survived Prohibition, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One of the smaller ones for sure.
Interesting.
And it's good. If you've ever had it, it's good stuff.
I heard about that when the TV show that I'm still under contract for, that'll probably never be made. thank you, Netflix. It was all
no bitterness at all.
No, none. It was all based in the Prohibition era. But it was set in New York. Okay. And one of the things that we had to learn was do our homework on the style, the different types of beers, and
wow.
what the names were back then and the lingo.
Cool.
All of that. That's where I heard that.
Yep. Very nice.
Never got a script, so don't know if it would have came up or not, but here's hoping. Aquarius, Stella Artois. Artiros.
Artois.
I knew it was going to be
French.
Artois.
Yep.
Stella Artois.
I would say no. No.
Yeah.
As an Aquarius.
Yes. No. Yeah. No. Okay.
They say because the tarot card of Aquarius is the star card, and Stella means star in Latin. Jeez. Dear God.
Seriously.
Lame.
Wow.
I'm really afraid to do mine now.
Well, you got it. Now you have to do it now, man.
Yeah.
All right. We've gone this far.
All right. Here I go. Pisces, my fellow fish people. What are we? Heineken.
Yeah.
Because you like pleasing people, and the guy who founded their ad department once said, I don't sell beer, I sell enjoyment. Dear God.
Again, Heineken, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with the beer. But what?
The only beer out of that whole list that I would even want to drink is the Guinness.
Growing up with my oldest friend Chris, Heineken is his favorite beer.
Okay,
he is good. Not a Pisces though, so
so what's wrong with him?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, we'll keep this conversation going. 424-2600. If you want to call up and let us know what the beer to your sign is,
okay,
wouldn't it make a lot of sense, too, if it was the sign of the beer that you really like?
That'd be nice, you know.
Yeah.
My mom always said growing up that your spirit animal and your favorite animal tended to be the same thing, and it wasn't a coincidence.
Okay.
That part of the reason you ended up loving said animal was because that happened to be your spirit animal.
Penguins, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that she put a ton of stock
in
this.
It. No, I don't.
But it does make me think of that.
That's true. Very true.
And really, I mean, your perfect beer for your sign is whatever your favorite beer is. I feel like
no Leinenkugels on there either. I'm kind of disappointed.
There was a lot of ones that I didn't see on that list that I thought were could have been very noteworthy. I would think. We'll have to think about this one.
At least there wasn't any grain belt. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll be back with some Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're doing some celebrating when we get back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 66. Today, under cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 48. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 73. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Upper 70s. Saturday, low 70s. Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Ooh. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
Get them to us, everybody. send them to info@wfhr.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. However, you got to get them to us. Mm-hmm. Get them to us. Mm. Telepathy.
Try. Let's see if it works. Yeah, we never know, you know. Yeah.
When's the last time we tried?
That's right.
You know, let's give it a shot. Yelling
did
at
you hear
your
me?
Radio.
Did you hear me?
I did, and I know I'm trying to be better, Melissa. I know that I could be a little, I ramble too much, and I could be a little...
No, that was my telepathy.
Oh, yes, I did.
I was sending...
I did. I thought
you
that's
did
what
not,
I heard.
Liarhead.
I thought that's what I heard. In my head, that's what I rambled to.
Well, I don't know what you heard, but what I heard was filthy. I'm telling you.
Hey! Stop making stuff up, Seth.
I need a 1 through 3. I had to put Melissa to work the other day. Seth, it's your turn.
All right.
Through three.
We'll go with the pickle in the middle. 2.
All right. That gives us that qualifier. And we get to go right into the birthday celebrating. Happy birthday to Tina Moret.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Yeah, happy
Tina
birthday.
Tina is awesome. Tina works over at Stoiber Healthcare. Tina was one of the people that trained me over there. I have not seen many people that are better at working with others as Tina is.
Nice.
On the phones, in person. She's just a natural at it. Very, very fun to work with and a great person. Wishing you a good day, Tina.
Those are good
Enjoy
people.
Enjoy your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Bob Dion.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Bob, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Have a good day, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 55th anniversary.
Woo!
Wow.
55.
55.
That is beautiful.
Nice.
Happy 55th to Ron and Louise Rogney.
Oh, congratulations.
Ron and Louise.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy your anniversary, Ron and Louise. We hope it's a great one
Excellent.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays now. Evan Rachel Wood is 36.
Wow. Wow. She's only 36?
Yeah.
She's been around for so long.
It seems like, because of movies like 13 and stuff like that.
She was
that,
young when she started, yeah.
She's done some, I don't think she's done any bad work. She is such a good actress. But if you ever are curious, and I'm not saying it was every season was the greatest, but especially the first 3 seasons of Westworld.
Mm.
Like I've never really been that into sci-fi, but I started watching it because there was a couple Anthony Hopkins starred in an HBO show. So yeah, I'm going to check it out. I've never seen a show that made me think more about what is life. The idea of AI and artificial intelligence and all this, and the idea of it actually like coming to life and this, that's never interested me one bit. I just don't see any real, I don't know. It just feels like I've read I Am Robot. I've seen the, you know, but to me, that was the bar. And I just have never seen it really even come close to that. With that show, Westworld, it is by far and away the greatest I've ever seen as approaching that subject and what it is and making actually me think about it like, well, geez, I don't know, and all this. And right now, the show is kind of ahead of its time because now we just can't stop talking about AI.
Exactly. That's what the best science fiction does.
Boy, it really made me think. Like, even up to the end, I'm not going to say I don't think it ended the greatest. The last 2 seasons were a little confusing and weird, and I'm saying that, and that's me, you know. But boy, those first 3 seasons, especially the first 2, Ed Harris giving you the acting performance of a lifetime. Again, Anthony Hopkins is in it. You've got a bunch of great big actors, a ton. I'm forgetting some names.
Ed Harris.
Yeah.
James Marsden.
James Marsden,
his last name is.
His best performance.
Yep.
Easily, like, the best I've ever seen him is in Westworld, James Marsden. Yeah. I didn't even
Marsden,
know.
Yep, you had it right.
He was great on 30 Rock, but I'd never seen him do drama. Really good. He did a great job. Like, that is one of the better HBO shows I've ever seen. And it all starts and ends with Evan Rachel Wood, who is just amazing. I get goosebumps thinking about her performance in that.
Nice.
Shannon Elizabeth is 50. Foreign exchange student Nadia in the American Pie movies. And she was on Dancing with the Stars, too.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. She was one of those ones that I think a lot of us thought was going to have a huge career.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't really pan out that way. Tom Everett.
She's a conservationist and an animal activist, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of really good work with her status.
Nice.
Off screen. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Tom Everett Scott is 53. Tom Hanks lookalike in That Thing You Do. Dead Man on Campus he was in, of course, too.
Yeah. Another guy that I thought would go, you know, would be more leading man type. But, I mean, not to say he's had a very good career, but
yeah.
He seemed like a leading man type.
the great, the wonderful, the amazing Leslie Jones is 56 today. Saturday Night Live superstar. She was in Ghostbusters movie, the female revision that they had. Leslie Jones is one of those people that I look up to because she just did something that is never supposed to happen. Saturday Night Live, you could be in your mid-20s, like an Amy Poehler, and get on that show, but that's Amy Poehler. Like,
right.
That's the end of list. Like, Lorne Michaels wants young talent, wants undiscovered talent. That's what his thing is. And bringing in somebody like Leslie Jones, who was in her late 30s, early 40s, and a taller black woman, to her words, not looking like Beyonce. Those are her words.
Yep.
I think she's beautiful, but, you know, not your typical that or anything. And to just show you how darn funny that woman is,
yes,
she got a role on SNL. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Talented, yeah.
Lorne Michaels talks about it being one of the funniest auditions he has ever been a part of.
Like, that's awesome.
Lorne Michaels. Wow. Yes, I mean, that's just, yeah, that's saying something. The great Toby Jones is 57.
Oh, I love Toby Jones.
Yeah, big fan. The voice of Dobby in the Harry Potter movies. He's the announcer in The Hunger Games, The Red Skull, and lead scientist Dr. Zola in Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
The great, great voice.
He is just all around. Boy, talk about an unconventional, you know, speaking of unconventionally looking people.
Yeah.
Toby Jones is one of those people, but he is such a good actor. My goodness.
He is. Have you seen The Detectorists yet, Seth?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should watch that. You would love it.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Michael Emerson is 69. Ben from Lost and Finch on Person of Interest. A good actor. He did a really nice job as that character on Lost. Corbin Burnson is 69.
Yeah.
L.A. Law, Major League. He had a good career.
Psych.
Psych.
Playing the dad on Psych.
That's my favorite role of his.
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I would have forgotten about
that. He was brilliant in that.
He really was. Him on that boat. I would love to know if he actually is a boat guy because he seems so comfortable on it.
He did.
Chrissy Hyde is 72, lead singer of The Pretenders.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of the road, back on the chain gang, but one of my all-time favorites, Brass in Pocket.
Yes.
Chrissy Hyde going around that restaurant as a waitress.
That video, yeah.
It's such a simple video. It'll always be one of my favorites. I don't know. There's something about the way the song and that music video go hand in hand that just pulls up my empathy for the song and her and that. The great, the wonderful Julie Kavner is 73. Many may have seen her on a couple of different sketch shows growing up. She was on one of the main stars on the Tracy Ullman show, and she was on some other stuff. But we know her. We love her as Marge Simpson.
That's right. That voice. That amazing, amazing voice.
They don't put it on here, but I will. She also does the voice of Marge's mom and Marge's sisters.
That's right.
Give her credit, people. such a good voice actor.
Yeah, which is amazing because when I remember hearing, you know, she was not interested in doing a cartoon character.
Nope.
At all. Because she's more of a traditional actress. But they convinced her, and aren't we glad that they did?
Yeah. Selfishly, I will say, very similar to other actors on the show, she was worried about it hurting her career and typing her, and it kind of did.
That's true.
Unfortunately, it kind of did. But she will be the first to tell you, don't feel too bad, because nobody's making Simpson money.
No, she's doing just fine. They're all doing just fine. Yeah.
The Simpsons have such control and such power that they are the only show on network television that when they write a script, as long as it's okay with the FCC, it's going to press. if they take the whole episode and trash Fox... Fox can't do a thing about it.
Wow.
Which they've kind of done many times.
Yes, very much, very much. And they'll do it again this year, too, I'm sure. I really, she's also a good writer, too. That should be mentioned as well. Gloria Gaynor, 80 years old. I will survive,
yeah.
Got some interesting, so we go Chrissy Hyde there. We mentioned Gloria Gaynor. Now we have some people no longer with us that are musicians as well. Eazy-E, born in 1964, one of the founding members of NWA.
Yep, that's right.
Also one of the first people, because Eazy-E passed away from HIV, from AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happened in the hip-hop community, there weren't many people that had more street cred than an Eazy-E. That it could happen to him really brought this into that fold, into that genre. And getting people to care about it and everything. It was
right.
One of the footsteps into where we are now with this.
Right.
And then Buddy Holly, born on this day in 1936.
How about that?
Isn't that list of musicians that are sharing a birthday? That's amazing. Born in 1936, passed away in 1959. Today would have been his 87th birthday. I actually think that Buddy Holly might be underrated.
It's a possibility.
I think that because of the way that he passed, so much is, and rightfully so in some ways, so much attention is brought on his passing that I feel like we don't take the chance to really listen to him, to listen to the sound of the crickets. The crickets were doing something that got them to play at the Apollo.
Yeah.
A white band opened up at the Apollo and killed and were great. Those curtains open. The crowd is quiet. They're stunned. They start playing That'll Be the Day. I believe that's what the first song they started with. Crowd goes wild. Crowd goes wild.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, I don't know you'll ever have a moment in history like that again.
Well, and to see his influence, you know, right from the very beginning, there was a group. You might have heard of them from England called the Hollies.
Yeah, yeah.
They were named after him. Yeah. The Rolling Stones did a couple of his songs on their early albums. They covered especially, now I can't think of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Rip It Up or something like that, one of those. But, man, absolutely.
Yeah, a pioneer of his day in rock history.
Gone way too soon.
And he was 24.
Yeah, good
time. God, 24 years old.
Every time it hits me. Yeah. The only thing that hits me even more is Richie Valens.
Yeah, he was 17.
Jesus, that ain't right, man. That ain't right. Don Messick, born in this day in 1926, passed away in 1997. We wrap up with one of the greatest ever. Do it.
One of my heroes. The voice of Scooby-Doo. That's what he's most known for. But, of course, he did tons of cartoon voices. Tons of them.
Ranger Smith, Papa Smurf, Snap from Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Bam Bam on the Flintstones, Astro on the Jetsons, and this really proves how great he was. I don't hold it against him that he was Boo Boo. No, I'm joking.
Hey, Boo Boo.
He did Boo Boo and Ranger Smith. That's pretty cool.
He was one of the greatest voice guys of all time.
Yeah, you can't talk about the history of voice acting without talking about Mr. Messick. And we're going to wrap up with our current list here. We want to say a very happy birthday again to Tina and to Bob. Happy birthday, you two.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And a happy 55th anniversary to our qualifiers, Ron and Lois Rogney.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Happy 55, you two.
Make sure you get some pie.
Yes. Go get some pie.
Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Here's Melissa's news on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Marathon County Health and Human Services Committee voted on a resolution last night in opposition of COVID-19 mandates. The meeting was packed with community members there to speak in favor of opposing mask mandates and lockdowns. The resolution passed with a verbal vote. It will now go before the full board for consideration and possible amendments on September 21st. The current reported positivity rate for COVID-19 in Wisconsin is 14%. Masks are not mandated, but people should feel free to wear them if they choose to. Representative Derek Van Orden held a listening session and roundtable discussion with veterans in Portage County on Wednesday. Van Orden is a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 10262 in Plover and serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. These discussions are important and must be ongoing to fully understand the difficulties facing veterans. News 7 reports Van Orden said, "A lot of stuff said here is going to be pertinent in 6 months, but a lot of it won't. So I need to make sure that I'm in constant contact with all of our folks." The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is rail crossing safety. They are working to remind drivers and other users to remain alert to avoid preventable tragedies at rail crossings. About a dozen people are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Trains cannot make stops to prevent a crash, so drivers and pedestrians must be alert and pay attention when approaching rail crossings. Follow warning signs and signals. Do not stop on the tracks. Always assume a train track is in use and look both ways before crossing. The historic Point Bass Harvest Fair is this Saturday from 10 to 4 in Nakusa. There will be demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. You can visit all the historic buildings and grounds on site. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for kids.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper truck smells just like cherry pie.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 66. Today, under cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 48. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 73. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Upper 70s. Saturday, low 70s. Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back to the morning show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, especially if your name is Mickey and you're really tired of that song. Got some fun stuff to get into this hour. We're going to get into this one right now. You're carrying your laptop wrong.
What?
Yep.
Yep. What?
We've been doing this wrong, everybody.
Oh, boy.
If this is the source of your crippling pain, you might just be kind of might be really happy to hear this news.
Okay.
Someone did a big write-up on how not to carry your laptop when moving from room to room. A lot of us don't do it right, apparently. I literally do this every day.
He does. Right here.
I drag my laptop from the WIRI studio into here. Do I need to do this? Could we do the show from just one studio? Absolutely, we could.
Yeah, we could.
No. We're not doing that. No.
Not doing it.
No.
It's a different vibe over there in it that is, studio yeah. than it is here. It is. I really believe this. I genuinely do.
You're not wrong.
I do this. I'm going to see if I'm doing it wrong, though. I'm not sure. According to ergonomics experts, you shouldn't be balancing your laptop on one hand when you walk around, and not just because you might drop it. Most laptops only weigh 3 or 4 pounds now, but it adds up over time, and can lead to a condition called mommy's wrist. Basically, tendonitis in your wrist and thumb. It's called that because carrying babies can cause it too.
Right, right.
Instead, close your laptop and carry it like a book. Or if you need to keep it open, use both hands.
Right, right. And I've never noticed how you carry your laptop, so I can't
both see. Hands.
Do you do it with two hands?
But
okay.
I carry it with both hands because I got the charger and...
Yeah, you got the cord. Yeah. Everything with there, yeah.
So wait, are they saying you shouldn't carry it like open on your hand like a
waiter.
Server?
Like a tray.
Like a waiter?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're saying that can have a long-term effect.
There you go.
How often are people moving their laptops around, though? I mean, yes, James, I know you do it from room to room, no, but I think does everybody?
Yeah, it's a really good point. How much are you doing this so you're causing that kind of issue? I understand why a mom would get it.
Right.
You know, hopefully she's carrying the baby around.
Carrying a kid around a lot, yeah.
And if you're, like, taking it from one building to another, say you're taking it from your work to your home, I'm really hoping you're not carrying it like that.
Yeah.
Like,
in
the no car? Kidding, the whole way.
You should put it in a bag.
Don't mind me as I, just hold up my laptop for your perusal.
I want to see the police officer, the look on the police officer's face as he pulls this person over, holding their laptop.
Just holding their laptop up.
And he gives him a ticket, but not for anything like that, but for the way he's holding his laptop.
Yeah.
Like you can't hold it that way. I'm gonna give you a warning on this.
Yeah. Haven't you seen that? You didn't listen to the morning show. That's what it was.
One more bonus tip. If you're taking your computer bag somewhere or any shoulder bag or purse, the most it should weigh is 10% of your body weight. Even if it doesn't feel heavy, it can make you walk funny and mess up your hips. So any more than 10%, you're risking injury.
Wow.
Well, it's probably better to have it cross your body, like from one shoulder to the other, as opposed to just hanging on one shoulder.
The old satchel carry kind of thing. Yep. Yeah, right.
I think this is an even more important note as we're starting the school year and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
It's even more important for kids, and backpacks are better in general.
Right.
They disrupt. They distribute the weight a lot more evenly.
Exactly. Exactly.
As long as they wear both straps.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's more of a teenager thing. Because I look at all the middle school kids now, you know, you pick them up, and most of them are wearing both straps on their back, which is the way to do it. And most of those kids now do have laptops that they bring home with them, Chromebooks and that sort of thing. So, yeah, keep it up, kids. That's the way to do it.
When it comes to the little kids and that 10% of body weight, I mean, that doesn't take a lot and everything. You start adding up with books and a laptop and everything.
Yeah.
Man, I'd have to, for me, I have to carry like 10 laptops to get them. Yeah.
I'm curious, the long-term effects this can have on kids with this and everything, too, though. Growth, even if they are wearing the backpacks right, quote-unquote right. Because I can remember as a kid dealing with back pain and people telling me, well, your backpack, it sets right on your lower spine. Mm-hmm. So that's part of where it might come from. Mm. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do here? I got to get my books to school.
Yeah, we got to. Well, I know.
Well,
less books.
Yeah.
From teachers.
Well, for the most part, I mean, they are taking more books are on Chromebooks are available digitally. Kids
Very
aren't
true.
Really carrying as many books back and forth, I think, as like when we were kids.
Yeah.
But there's definitely there's tips out there on how to load backpacks, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The best way for ergonomic, for health.
Yep.
Great points, Melissa. Don't disagree with them, but I have a fix for this that'll solve everything.
What's that?
No more homework.
Yeah.
No more homework. No more homework, everybody.
My grade school teacher didn't believe in homework.
Oh, really?
So I never had it in grade school. Nope.
Ooh, wow.
That is a go. I actually abide by this. Of course, I teach acting, so it does not nearly the same thing. But I really
You're at home anyway.
When I give my students homework, it's all watch something and enjoy it. Don't watch it as you're studying it or watching it because you're training for a role or that's the kind of homework I give. I don't really believe in, especially with us when it comes to a certain level. I had a college professor that felt the same way. You're paying me to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you more work to do outside of the school and all this.
Right.
Did we get our money's worth? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, that part needs to be, put
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We're going to take a break. We're coming back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond. as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 66. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 48. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly sunny Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. I knew I was going to do it. I knew. I've heard this song since I was a child.
I was going to say, I'm revoking your classic rock badge.
And I messed it
license.
Up.
Oh.
That is going to bug me all day. My classic rock in me. It's going to bug me. I didn't get the ramp right. We got an interesting one here. Seth, Melissa, and I are going to take you to the top of the hour. Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to welcome in our friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southfield County Humane Society, with our Pet of the Week.
Woo!
One of our favorite segments all week. We're looking forward to hanging out with Madison and talking rock in the shelter with her and plenty more.
All right.
Every year, U.S. News and World Report puts together a comprehensive ranking of the best countries in the world, based on metrics like quality of life, adventure, education, business and economics, and heritage and culture.
Adventure?
The way their flag looks. No, I'm joking.
Do you have a cool flag? That's the big thing, right?
That would be great. I love if they just threw that in there.
Judge by how cool your flag is, right? Yeah.
It also includes attributes like social purpose, which is caring about human rights, the environment, gender and racial equality, religious freedom, property rights, animal rights, and social justice.
Hmm.
Now we're talking.
Adding a few things in there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
I have never cared much about this report, to be honest with you. It's good for a segment. It's not bad to talk about, but I never really put too much stock into it. You add that stuff to the list.
Makes it more interesting.
I'm intrigued. Listening. So where do we want to start at number 10 or number 1 with this list? I think number 10. I think we start at the bottom here. So let's start at number 10. The Netherlands.
Okay.
Number 9, the United Kingdom.
I've got ancestors from both.
Number 8, New Zealand.
No.
Germany comes in at number 7.
Okay, nice.
I think that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Germany has done such amazing things with that country in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. It really should be noted.
Yeah.
Japan.
Ooh.
And number 5, the United States.
All right.
Hmm.
Number 4, Australia.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Number 3, Sweden. And number 2 and 1, I think you could probably see coming, Canada and Switzerland.
Okay, Switzerland. Does my Swiss heart well to hear that. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Not too surprising when you see Switzerland, Canada, Sweden in there.
Mm-hmm.
Little surprised by Australia, but I have to be honest, I put more into the social purpose part of this than I thought. Not to say that Australia is horrible with social purpose, with those causes or anything like that. They will be the first ones to tell you, though, that they have some history with that. But then again, so does America and Canada and
everywhere.
Every country on this list, because every country has that in their history.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a country that is around still that doesn't have some dirt under its nails and some blood on its hands.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. 87 countries met the qualifications to be included on this year's list. Of them, the country that came in last was Iran. Not surprising.
No.
And that, again, coming back to the social purpose of this part of it. It is not me saying anything about the Iranian people. It is about their government and the way that they run that country. Belarus is second to last, followed by Lebanon, Kazakhstan. I'm going to keep trying.
That's fine, because I don't know how to say it either. So yeah,
me neither.
Serbia, Honduras, Neymar, Algeria, and Cameroon.
Okay.
United Arab Emirates is at number 19. It's the only country in the Middle East to make the top 25. China came in at 20. India at 30. India lower than China. That surprises me. Saudi Arabia at 31. Mexico at 33. And for what it's worth, Russia has been sliding in recent years, obviously, but it's still 37. Ukraine at 68. An interesting list. I don't think you can really take a whole lot of stock from this.
No. Well, and it's you have to be honest about where the source is from.
Yes.
Okay. What perspective are they taking on this? Well, U.S. News and World Report.
Right.
think that gives you all that you need to know about that. Yeah.
In two ways.
Yeah.
One, that America did not come up at number one.
Mm-hmm.
And also noteworthy because, yes, America is the world's leader in, when it comes to social purpose. Are we the best at it? Do we have the best history with it? No way. Not even close. But I would say that our country is founded on these purposes and these ideas. I don't think you can argue
in
that.
Thought.
In thought. Yes, in thought. I'm not saying that we always come through on it.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
But we also... We can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at our country and our past and say, man, there's some nasty stuff in there. We can also see all the progress we have made and the trailblazing that has been done. It does not mean that, oh, okay, we're done. Human rights is solved.
Yeah, right.
You know, and all that. It just means that we do think of all the people. I'm not talking about the famous people. I'm talking about the people that walked with King, the people that sat with Cesar Chavez, the groups and organizations that followed these people and everything, that the work and the women that fought for women's suffrage back in the 1920s and stuff.
Yep.
Like all of these people, we are smacking them in the face if we don't appreciate how far we've come while also seeing that there's a road ahead.
Right. And I bet you if we took one of those leaders or any of those people from those times and brought them to the future, they would probably say the same thing. It's like, wow, look at how far we've come, but look at where we still need to go, you know?
Yeah, there's still work to be done.
Exactly.
I to piggyback on that, I think if Martin or Malcolm or Caesar or any of these people were alive today, they would be on social media like, you got to stop crying. What is wrong? We were hit with hoses. We were
vicious dogs. I mean, yeah.
For the love of all that is, have some perspective when it comes to cancel culture and some of these things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have an actual like barometer here. Let's have an actual standard when we're doing this stuff and have some perspective when it comes to things.
Absolutely.
You get bent out of shape over every little thing. What happens when something big happens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everything is an explanation point, then what does any of it matter?
Mm-hmm.
How do you ever going to get your actual energy up when it really is time to, like for naming a chicken? You know, like that. That's
the important things in life.
Thank you. Yes, this is important. This is the big stuff we should be talking about.
That's right.
Our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5, has a fun contest coming up that we've been teasing to you. We're going to keep doing all week long. It's right around the corner, everybody. We're looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Is the Name That Chicken contest.
Yeah.
And we're you may notice, well, why are you talking about this on WFHR? Because it's a new day, everybody. This is the way we're doing things now.
Yeah.
We're going to be our stations are going to be sharing a lot of the promos, a lot of the things that we are doing.
Yep. You might have heard a few promos for WIRI here on WFHR. So we're doing it for reasons, folks.
We've got Paul Trombley on this. We've got him. We've got
most importantly,
and, the great Paul Trombley. We're going to ask Madison about this when she joins us with our Pet of the Week in a few minutes.
Good.
I bet you she could come up with a really good name for a chicken.
I bet she's she's kind of got an affinity to animals.
For animals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody catch that? I just tried to combine. I was going to say she's going to be here in a moment, but I said minutes, and I had moments.
Moments.
I combined in moment and minutes. I don't think that's a word. I don't think you can do that.
Moments. Maybe not in the context. I think you're all right.
I'm paid to talk for a living.
no one said you had to talk well.
No, that's very true. It's very true. So with this contest we're doing, we need your help. We need you to name this chicken. All of us thought we got the chance to name him. Nope, it's your turn. You guys get to name this chicken.
But that's so cool.
Be on the lookout for that. We're going to be telling you more and more about it as we go forward here. And, of course, we're going to be clothing you. We've got shirts. We're going to be getting on you. Looking forward to that. Be on the lookout for that as well. That's coming up, everybody.
The only name we can't use is Rodney. That's been taken.
It has been taken.
Someone actually did come up with that, who didn't know that, of course, the chicken here on WFHR is named, a rooster, I should say, is Rodney. And man, is he protective of that name.
Very.
Man, he is, watch out.
Don't take his name.
No.
Very protective of that name. Yes. We do also encourage you to check out the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. We have a lot of fun with that show. And, of course, we take requests, everybody.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to call up during the show, you're at work, or I talked to a listener the other day. She's getting her kids ready for school, and she's not able to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to email us or direct message us on Facebook.
Yeah, get us those. We can plan ahead.
James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Be sure to join us with all your requests there. And be sure to be joining us every Thursday at 7. Trail Tunes, great show that Seth has. And you got a special one today, Seth.
I'm going to be in live. I'm going to be in the studio, and I'm going to be taking phone calls for a couple of reasons. I do want to give away a T-shirt. Because I haven't get to do that by myself.
I can't wait.
And also, requests. Get your cowboy songs into me, because I want to play those for you, too. So I'll be in live tonight on WIRI from 7 to 8.
Looking forward to that show.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good show. I'm really looking forward to that. We'll be listening. We'll be tuned in. And stick around, everybody. Got good stuff coming up.
All right.
On the morning show. Oh, you know, I like the way Heather does this. Let's honor her.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W24.